immediately after 9/11, the government started ramping up its counterterrorism efforts, and then it grew and grew. And then it grew some more.
Now, 9 years later, elite strike forces and sleek intelligence facilities have given way to a gigantic, sprawling bureaucracy so big, almost no one truly understands it.
Well, the Washington Post's Dana Priest has the story of the secret America.
So unwieldy, even those running it don't know how big it is, how much it costs, or what it actually knows.
It is like a gigantic onion. The peeling back the layers just has continued and continued and continued. And it's growing. So how do you even get your arms around that and say, you know, what is this world?
The secret America. Can the government control the new national security state? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 19th. I'm Todd Zwillick here with Catherine Lamford. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, good morning.
It's wonderful to be with you. We're in for John and Celeste this morning. Well, more now on today's Washington Post report showing America's top secret world is getting so big, no one really knows where it begins and where it ends. Joining us now is Josh Rogan. He's a staff writer for Foreign Policy Magazine. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh, it seems like the only real metric here of whether we're safer is whether there's been a deadly attack. And there hasn't been a deadly attack since 9/11, so I guess we're safer, right?
Well, if I knew the answer to that question, I wouldn't be authorized to tell you. But seriously, you know, the point of this whole series in the Washington Post, which starts today, is that we put our trust and our faith in this secret organization and this set of secret organizations to keep us safer, and we sit back and assume that it's all going to plan, and when we pull back the curtain a little bit, we find out that there's a lot about it that is just not kosher.
And assuming that everything was going according to plan is part of what got us to 9/11 in the first place. Josh Rogan, stay with us. We're going to be back with you in just a moment.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. No oil is flowing into the Gulf this morning, and BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles wants to keep it that way.
No one wants to see oil flowing back into the sea, and to reinitiate containment would require that to occur.
But the government thinks it's possible oil may be leaking already. Federal scientists have found evidence of a possible leak, this one on the sea floor. Jackie Sovitz, a scientist with the conservation group Oceana, says the containment camp needs to be removed as soon as possible.
But if there are breaks in it or there are some weaknesses in the drill bore, then that means that the oil can actually start squirting out from other places. That would be really bad news.
The government is pushing BP to allow the flow of oil to resume temporarily, 3 days at the most, and then start collecting it through pipes to surface ships.
Well, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Pakistan this morning, where she's trying to improve America's image. She announced more than $500 million worth of aid projects, including hospitals and new dams for badly needed electricity.
There's a lot more to be done. I would be the first to tell you, as I think they would. But I believe we're beginning to close the trust deficit.
The aid is part of a $7.5 billion package passed by Congress last year. Let's move on to the markets now. Asian markets are down. European indices are mixed and futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,097. The S&P opens at 1,064. The NASDAQ will open at 2179 this morning. Well, coming up later this morning, we talk family and the idea of whether kids can naturally be born bad despite what their parents do. Is there anything folks can do for bad kids? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you have your own story. More on this later in the hour.
And in a few minutes, of course, a deeper look at that onion of our intelligence community. Why so many contractors? And is it making us safer? It's all coming up.
A giant, unwieldy onion, according to Dana Priest of the Washington Post. We're going to be talking about that.
Blooming onion? No.